This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 11th through 17th, 2008. Israeli military and settlers stepped up attacks in the West Bank, killing three Palestinians and detaining dozens. Meanwhile, talks between the rival Palestinian factions continue in Cairo in bid to reach national unity agreement. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent actions in the West Bank, where Israel continue to confiscate more land to build the separation wall and settlements. Six human rights activists were detained in a protest against attempts by Israeli settlers to take over the site of a former Israeli army base in Beit Sahur on Thursday. A number of internationals and Palestinians from the Bethlehem area staged a demonstration on the site, located in eastern Beit Sahur near Bethlehem, as hundreds of Jewish settlers flocked into the area and erected structures. The settlers claimed their actions were to celebrate the Jewish festival of Sukkot. The international human rights activists, along with local residents, including a number of children, were at the site from the morning, picnicking and bird-watching with the Wildlife Society and the Palestinian Center for Rapprochement Between People. The center is a local organization in Beit Sahur, which regularly organizes activities on the site since it was evacuated by the Israeli military, who had used it as a military base for 39 years. Israeli troops tried to force all the Palestinians and internationals to leave the site to when the extremists settlers arrived. The settlers have organized a number of activities in the area since last May in an attempt to build another illegal Israeli settlement on the 25-acre hilltop. As the crowd of internationals and Palestinians started to leave following threats by an Israeli armed settler, Israeli troops assaulted and detained six of them. Sami Awad of Bethlehem was among those detained.
Of course, we did not engage in any violence, even in our language. We were very peaceful with them and to them. But the settlers themselves began provoking and threatening. One settler pulled out a machine gun and pointed it towards us and used very threatening and foul language towards us. The army and police asked us to move back, even though we were in an area that was not declared as a closed military area by them. And as we were beginning to actually move back from that area, the army and the police attacked us physically. They were very violent. Even while they were arresting us, they were beating us up, throwing us to the ground and stepping on us.
Also in Bethlehem, Israeli troops on Friday obstructed hundreds of Palestinian farmers accompanied by internationals who were trying to harvest olives on land where Israel is building the wall in Al-Masara and Salamona villages southeast of Bethlehem. The farmers and their international supporters started the harvest in the early morning, but when they tried to reach the area adjacent to the construction site of the wall, troops assaulted them and attempted to stop them. Meanwhile, a number of Israeli settlers gathered on an adjacent hilltop shouting racist slogans like "Death to Arabs" and "Get the Arabs out so that Israel will be clean." In Ramallah, the residents of Bilayin continued to organize their weekly nonviolent protests against the wall and settlements. On Friday, hundreds of villagers, accompanied by international and Israeli peace and human rights activists, marched through the village carrying Palestinian flags and chanting slogans against the wall that is grabbing wide areas of the village's land. French and Norwegian solidarity groups also joined the Bilayiners in their demonstration demanding Israel allow the Palestinians to harvest their olives. The protesters were opposed by a number of Israeli soldiers as they made their way to the lands besieged behind the wall. Troops showered them with tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and concussion grenades. But the protesters managed to walk through and break the gate. Dozens were exposed to the gas and received medical treatment at the scene. For IMEMC, this is George Shmawi. The rival Palestinian factions, Fatah and Hamas, continue to hold talks with Egyptian officials in Cairo in a bid to end their 16-month division. More with IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas rejected holding direct bilateral talks with the rival Hamas party in Gaza, arguing that representatives of other Palestinian factions should be present in any talks. Hamas regarded Abbas's rejection as a slam to underway Egyptian mediation efforts, saying this would hinder national unity talks. Hamas's exiled political leader, Khaled Mashal, called for ending political arrests in both Gaza and the West Bank to guarantee success of current reconciliation talks. From Cairo, officials are ready to invite other Palestinian independent public figures, such as religious scholars and local community leaders, to the dialogue in order to help convince parties concerned of the significance of a peace deal. Fatah and Hamas have been at loggerheads since Hamas took power after January of 2006 parliamentary elections. In February of 2007, they formed the first ever national unity government. But 4 months later, fighting broke out, ending with Hamas taking over Gaza and Fatah forming its own government in the West Bank. In another news, a Saudi Arabian local newspaper, Okaz, reported this week that Israel agreed to comply with the Hamas party demands regarding a prisoner swap for the release of captured Israeli soldier in Gaza, Gilad Shalit, and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners currently in Israeli jails. Israeli official sources denied such a report. For the past several months, Cairo has been mediating a prisoner swap, yet Israel refuses to release hundreds of Hamas's list in exchange for Shalit. In Gaza, spokesman of the Islamic Jihadi group Sarai al-Qatr Brigade, Abu Ahmad, said his faction reserves the right to terminate current truce ceasefire with Israel due to what he called Israel's procrastination to lift the Gaza blockade. However, the spokesman confirmed that his group awaits a factional consensus on the matter. According to the local committee for breaking the Israeli blockade on Gaza, Israeli authorities have only permitted one-third of goods and necessary items for Gaza into the Gaza Strip since June of this year. Also, the committee says the Gaza crossings remain closed. 4 months ago, Israel and the ruling Hamas party agreed to an Egyptian-mediated peace talks, stipulating the end of homemade shells fired from Gaza into Israel and lift of Israel's debilitating blockade on the coastal territory since Hamas took it over in June of 2007. At the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks level, both Palestinians and Israelis have yet to see the vision of U.S. President George W. Bush towards a two-state solution come true. This week, in a meeting with investors in Washington, the U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice called for much more concentrated effort to achieve the vision before the end of Bush's term in January 2009. On another note, member states of the International Parliamentary Union in Geneva, excluding Israel, voted unanimously this week for accepting Palestine as permanent member state. The decision is the first ever by an international organization since Israel occupied Palestine in 1948.
Israeli military and armed settlers' attacks on Palestinians were observed widely throughout the West Bank this week. The details with IMEMC's Jessica Husley in Bethlehem.
In the West Bank, city of Hebron, the settlers attacked a Palestinian neighborhood. No casualties were reported. Also in the West Bank, city of Beit Sahor, the settlers attacked a neighborhood in the presence of Israeli soldiers. 6 people were detained by Israeli military. As part of these attacks, witnesses in the city of Ramallah believe that a teen Palestinian boy was killed by settlers on a road near the Israeli settlement of Beit El on the outskirts of the Jalazun refugee camp. This week, the Israeli military killed 3 Palestinians and wounded at least 2 others in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Also, in the West Bank city of Nablus, Israeli soldiers shot and wounded a Palestinian man while attempting to cross the Israeli-controlled checkpoint of Hawara due to prolonged hours of no movement. In addition, this week, the Israeli military detained at least 20 Palestinian residents from the various West Bank areas as an Israeli military court sentenced 5 residents and demanded the detention of 2 others. Dr. Mustafa Al-Barghouti, chairman of the Palestinian Initiative Party and former information minister, described the Israeli actions across the West Bank as an indication of Israel's drive to weaken the steadfastness of the Palestinian people. Al-Barghouti also believed that these actions will lead to a third Palestinian popular uprising in the face of the Israeli occupation. For IMEMC, this is Jessica Holsey.
Israeli military attacks on the Gaza Strip continued this week, with Israeli naval vessels firing at Palestinian fishing boats throughout the week. Also, the Hamas-led police forces rounded up a number of local journalists. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza has more.
Israeli naval forces were reportedly fired at Gaza fishermen on boats on Gaza coast in different parts of the coastal territory. such Israeli attacks take a place in the presence of members of the international peace activists. No casualties were reported in these assaults, yet media reports said that the Palestinian fishermen were repeatedly asked by the Israeli vessels to stay away from the shores, an order that is inconsistent with the previously signed peace agreements allowing fishermen to go more than 12 nautical miles inside the Gaza shores. In addition, according to the International Solidarity Movement, a grassroots international organization dedicated to the solidarity with the Palestinian people, the Israeli soldiers controlling the Gaza-Israel border eastern border lines shoot at Palestinian farmers while in farmlands close to what Israel calls a buffer zone. Members of the Gaza-based ISM helped this week harvest all the trees on the eastern parts of the Gaza Strip in an attempt to protect those farmers from Israeli army fire at this particular season, where olive constitutes a major source of income for the besieged strip. In the meantime, the Israeli authorities in northern Gaza denied access of an Israeli Arab medical staff into Gaza for conducting major surgical operations for the besieged patients. Jamal al-Khudri, a lawmaker and a chairman of the local popular committee for breaking the Israeli siege on Gaza, announced on Thursday that the death toll of patients awaiting a treatment outside of Gaza reached 252, with the death of a Gaza patient boy this week. On the internal level, the Hamas-led police forces in Gaza rounded up at least 5 journalists and a researcher in the central Gaza Strip city of Deir al-Balah and in Gaza City. No further details were given by the Hamas's interior ministry. Since June 2007, the Israeli occupation authorities have been enforcing a crippling blockade on the Gaza Strip, preventing smooth access of peoples and goods in and out of the strip, home to 1.5 million residents. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
And that was just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant update, check our website www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and George Shmawi. Goodbye.